Okay. Well, hey there, Hillary.
Hey, Jenny.
How are you on this same day we just recorded our last episode?
I am just as well as I was 5 minutes ago.
If you listened to our last ep, welcome to our You Too-ish podcast. If you listened last week, you know that we are taking 2 weeks off because I, Jenny, am traveling. So we are using our friend Jenny, not me Jenny, that Jenny, as our Irish correspondent the next 2 weeks. And she's reporting on some things that have been going on.
If you are listening, it is on or after July 5th. So happy Independence.
Yes, happy Independence. And
if you're listening in the U.S.
And I think it has also been Canada Day. Canada Day. It's a lot there. Let me have a little look-see right here, because I'm going to be in Canada on Canada Day. Oh, it's July 1st. So, hope you also had a lovely Canada Day. It's hard to say.
Or whatever your, national holiday of July is. I'm sure most places have. I mean, most places have some sort of national holiday every month.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Bank holiday or.
Something or another. Yeah. So anyway.
And celebrate your independence, no matter where you are, if you are.
I hope you have independence.
Yes.
That is my wish for you if you do not. So we talked a few eps ago about the Harry Styles gig at Slane Castle.
Yes.
And Inhaler opened and the majority of the Houstons were there. And Slane Castle is, this is hallowed ground. This is bucket list for you two fans. I would say Slane, Red Rocks, Dublin, where else? Maybe Berlin. I don't know what else would be so important or so special. U2 recorded some of their Unforgettable Fire album at Slane Castle. It's in County Meath. They had some pretty epic shows there in 2001 for Elevation.
We drove past it on our way to Newgrange.
We did drive past it. I've never been in it. I would love to go back and do a tour of the castle and the grounds. But we asked Jenny if, because she went to this Harry Styles show, if she would provide some audio talking about the experience. And she did just that. So are you ready for this wild ride?
I am.
Okay. Let's cue it up. Here we go. Our Irish correspondent, Jenny.
Hey, Garden Tarts, Hillary and Jenny. This is Jenny from New York City. And I just was going to give you a kind of a synopsis of my experience over the past couple of weeks. I was lucky enough to have a two-week vacation in Ireland that I actually had booked last fall because I got tickets to see Harry Styles at Slane. And then the Dalkey Book Festival was announced many months later, and I knew I was already going to be in Ireland, so I figured, well, why not? Why not go to the book festival as well, since I'd be in town? So I'm going to spend the next few minutes just kind of giving your listeners an idea of what my experiences were at Slane and seeing Harry Styles, and then what my experiences were at the Dalkey Book Festival. So first off, Slane, as we all know, that is like a bucket list iconic place for U2 fans, for those that were able to attend the two Slane shows in 2001. They were just before 9/11, and it was around the time that Bono's father had passed. So it was a very interesting time in history. and, you know, they were just iconic shows. So I actually had tickets to Slain in 2001, but I was unfortunately had pretty traumatic life events of my own that I ended up not being able to attend. So that's always kind of bothered me that I couldn't make it to Slain. Yeah, it always kind of been a goal of mine to go see a concert at Slain. So when Harry Styles tickets came up for Slain, I thought, well, this is the time to go. Jenny actually mentioned in a previous Garden Tarts episode, because I had been talking to her about it, that I'm kind of was embarrassed to be a Harry Styles fan. Like, what the heck? Like, One Direction? That's a boy band. They're kids. No. Like, why would I like Harry Styles? No. But during the pandemic, algorithms on YouTube for some reason just kept sending me his stuff, and I kept on swiping it away saying, no, I'm not listening to that. Gave in one day, and yeah, I became a fan. He's very entertaining. So yeah, I think in 2020, I became a Harry Styles fan. But Slain, I went with a girlfriend of mine who actually did go to Slain in 2001. So we are constantly comparing her experiences with U2 at Slain, and we're kind of making a joke of like, okay, so all the 22-year-old young people around us, the young women around us, I mean, my friend Michelle was 22 at the time she was at Slain, and then 22 years later, here she is again, like a whole other lifetime, and she's back at Slain. So we were just kind of comparing her experiences with seeing U2 at Slain and then coming to see Harry Styles at Slain. So just so your listeners understand about Slain, I mean, I had visited Slain before in 2018, like you can get a tour of Slain. Kind of painful for me to be there knowing, oh, I could have seen U2 here. And if my life hadn't fallen apart in 2001, I could have gone. But it's an hour's drive from Dublin. So they had all these buses that arranged, just a lot of them, to bus people out to Slain from all over Ireland, depended geographically where you were coming from as to which direction the buses would come in. And it was all done by color. And we were the green bus coming in from Dublin. And then once you get off the bus, it's like a half an hour walk. So you're like walking through outside of Slain, which is actually a very small village. We were not allowed to go into the village at all. We were directed to go directly to the concert site. We had to walk through field pastures that had lovely little presents left for us from cows that we had to dodge left and right through the field. Then we are led into this gated pathway through forest to get to the actual Slain site. So when you visit Slain in a non-concert scenario, it's not like that at all. Like, you just go right up to the gate, you know, in a bus or car, however you get there. You can walk through Slain the village, which we did back in 2018. So it's a very different experience if you get to go to Slain on an individualized tour in a non-concert time. Slain is a very tiny place. And then the place where concerts are is like a natural amphitheater. So it slants down, and then the concert stage is set up with the river behind it. And they actually have police in the river, because back when U2 played, people were just jumping in the river, and like something to the effect of 20,000 people that didn't have tickets showed up for U2. Slain has a capacity of 80,000, but rumor has it was 100,000 people that actually showed up, just kind of crashed the party. And so the promoters for Harry Styles were very adamant that people should not be doing that. The river is very dangerous, and that, you know, people can get potentially killed and drowned. You know, just don't go that route. So we saw police in like boats on the river, making sure people didn't jump in the river to get to go to the show. So yeah, so it's quite a different feel from when you visit Slain on a tour than to when you actually go to the show, because you kind of get disoriented because there's just so many people. You can't remember where things were when there's not all those people there. Like, all your little touchstone points are gone, and, you know, to orient yourself to where you are. But we got there in the afternoon. So there was actually several opening acts at Slane, not just Inhaler. There was a band called Wet Leg, who I really enjoy. I've seen them a couple times here in the New York area. Saw them at Webster Hall, and I saw them at a festival in Asbury Park, New Jersey, a summer festival called See Here Now. But Mitch Rowland, who is Harry's guitar player, did an opening act. Then they had a DJ set by a very famous local Irish DJ called Annie Mack. It rained during her set, so that was fun to be at Slane while it's raining. We got a little soaked there for a while. Then Wet Leg came on, and then Inhaler was last. But during Wet Leg, I found out after the fact, Bono and Allie, his wife, were watching the show from up at Slane Castle, which was actually right behind us, because we had tickets kind of close to the stage in a section that they called Hollywood. Each little section had its own name. That's just a lyric from one of his songs, from Harry Styles' songs. Yeah, so, but then I saw some video that Bono actually was in the crowd. So, but it seems he was on the other side when he came in that way. It seems all the Houstons were there to support Inhaler, which I thought was a nice gesture. That I kind of felt there's no way that all of the Houstons wouldn't show up for the show to support Eli and Inhaler, because it's such an iconic place in their lives too. You know, such a big deal for you two to open for Thin Lizzy there, and then to have their own set there for two concerts in 2001. Yeah, and just to have it kind of come full circle for another family member to play there. So I kind of thought for sure they were going to be there, and they were. So that was nice to know that, you know, they were so supportive of, seemed to be a really supportive family, which seems really cool. Yeah, so I think that's pretty much all I have to say about Slane, except I would say that my friend had an interesting point about Inhaler. Like, Inhaler's okay to me. I'm not a huge Inhaler fan. I wish them all the best of luck. It's just they're not my cup of tea. I'm more of a Wet Leg fan. I just think they're spectacular, just really unique and fun and interesting, and you know, just make really great music and a fun concert. But my friend kind of noticed, I hadn't thought about it, but Eli is more of a musician than than an actual entertainer. Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's just kind of the big difference. Like, there was a point where in the Inhaler set, people were starting to chant soccer chants. And normally somebody that's a lead singer would be like, go with it, and like chant right along with them. And he was like, oh, come on, guys, we got 45 minutes set. We don't have time for this. So that's like, huh, that's not what an entertainer would do. That's not what Harry Styles would do. That's not what Bono would do. You know, like, they know how to like get a crowd going. So I thought it was interesting that at this time, that's how they are. But, you know, they're young. They have a bright future ahead of them. So it'll be interesting to see how they evolve over the years. But I thought that was a interesting point that she brought up. Oh, one final thing about Slane. Interesting. It was impossible to get food. The lines were like an hour long to get food because it's not really set up. It's not a normal concert venue where they know how to handle 80,000 people. They basically have to set up a city in this small area, you know, feed everybody and make sure everybody has access to bathrooms and they're able to get water. And people were passing out in droves before the show even started. It was scary in that sense. Even myself, I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it through this. But somebody took pity on me and gave me some like snacks they snuck into the venue because we were not allowed to bring in food. But Harry Styles actually stopped the show a couple of times just to make sure people are right, because he could see, you know, people being in distress in the crowd. And he's really good at taking care of his fans like that. Yeah, so that's Slane. I definitely recommend everybody go to Slane at some point in their life to go see a show or, you know, at least take a tour because it really gives you an idea about it.
That sounded amazing and extremely unpleasant.
It sounded exhausting.
I think I aged out of festivals in like 1998.
Oh my God. But I would not turn down a chance to go to Slane. But I would definitely come prepared. I'm sneaking snacks in my boots with zippers.
Jeez.
Oh man, oh man. But what a cool experience.
Experience.
I know she said all the Houstons were there. I don't think Eve was there.
No, Eve wasn't there. I've never listened to Wet Leg, but I've heard really good things about him. My brother has mentioned them before.
Yeah, we'll have to I'll definitely look them up. I'll take that suggestion for sure.
Well, and I think it was really profound about Eli being a musician and not a entertainer. Because, I mean, one, you know, you don't have to be both. You just have to be good at one of those things, really. Right.
And Bono was an entertainer.
Yeah.
Before he was a musician. So that is interesting. Yeah, that's super interesting. Yeah. I mean, I think he was a musician in the sense of like hearing and writing things, but not musically talented on stage.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't bad, but
right.
He's first and foremost
an entertainer. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny. I feel like I was there.
I know. And y'all tune in next week for her recap of her experience at the Dalkey Book Festival.
Yep.
Which is also a great listen. So I guess we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your YouTube friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.